The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Mara Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Zayin. Today's Daf is being studied. Da'inu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tanichanu began Eden, Amen. Today's Daf is being studied for Asher Ma Miki ben Jamie. And the Refan Eloru for the Nefesh, for the Guf, for the Tokir Balabo Vechen Yerasum, Amen. We're on Nun Zayin Amud Rishon. With 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Hau Uvda, the story. Da Baba Biram, there's a place called Biram. Da Hu Uved Kochavim, Da Ava Kasadik Bedikla. There was a goy climbing up a palm tree. Vaite Lulavim. So he brought down some Lulavim. Bade de Kanahit, when he was coming down, Naga Beresha de Lulava Behamra. Shelo bechavana. So the lulav that he was holding in his hand touched the wine of a Jew, touched the wine. Shelo bechavana, didn't have kavana. It was on the way down. The wine, the lulav hit the wine. Shari alav lezavune leovdei kochavim. So Rav said, "Mutar b'hana'a. You can't drink it. It's considered wine that was touched by a goy. Can't drink." But you can benefit from it. Amru leRav Kanav Rav Aser leRav. So they told Rav. VeHamor Hu Damar Tinok Ben Yomo Hu Osi Yayin Esech. Tinok Ben Yomo, even a kid, 1 year old, goy touches the wine, becomes Yayin Esech. Which means even though the kid doesn't have kavana. So you see, you don't have kavana. You just said what? The goy touched it with the lulav, moved the wine. Yeah, he said, okay, it's mutar b'hana. You could sell it. But Rabbi, you yourself said, if a goy, tinok ben yomo, also does that kavana when he touches the wine, you said it's asur. So he says, what do you mean I said asur? Amar lehu imud damar ana b'shtiyah. Oh yeah, I said it's asur, asur bin b'shtiyah. B'hana. Mi ama ama. But I didn't say it's asur b'hana. I'm consistent. Wine that was touched, rule, Rav, wine that's touched by a goy, shelo bekavanah, mutar b'hana'ah. No difference between he touched it with a dulav coming down a tree, or a kid, tinok ben yomo is crawling on his the floor and by mistake touches the wine, has no idea what he's doing, that's going to be mutar. So comes the Gemara and says, Gufa, Amar Rav, tinok ben yomo ose yayin nesich. Okay, Tinok ben Yomo, that's a kid, has no idea what he's doing. Tinok ben Yomo, he already makes Yayin Nesich. Etive Rav Shimi bar Chiya l'Rav. We get this Braita good, because the Braita is going to appear a couple of times. Basically, it's two cases. Halokeh Avadim min ha'ovde kochavim. So you took Avadim, slaves from the Goyim. Shemalu velotavu. Now again, Eved, to become a full Eved Kenani, he has to do Brit Milah. And he has to go to the mikveh. This is an Eved you took from the Goyim. So he's a Goy. But what did you do? You partially converted him. You mauled him. You circumcised him. Velo tavlu. But he didn't go to the mikveh yet. V'chein, similarly, B'nei Shefachot is children of Shefachot that were raised in Jewish homes. The Jewish homes, Jewish people at Shefachot. So their kids were born, Shemalu velo tavlu. Same case. They were mal, and they were not tovel. Now she says, Le'olam eno gerat sheyamud v'yitbol. They're not considered getting until they actually come. So they go in. Now she says, look at the last Rashi in the page, V'chim b'nei Shefachot. Children of Shefachot. Afa pishin odnu b'beit Yisrael. They grew up in the house of Yisrael. V'lo gidlu ben avnei chavim. So they have a little education, because they were brought up in a Jewish home. Ba'omila v'tvila. Obviously, you're still a ben shifcha. You're still the son of a shifcha. Obviously, with the shifcha, the mother didn't go to the tevila. So the mother went to tevila. She's Jewish. The kids are Jewish. Fine. So you have basically two types of avadim. Avadim that were by the goyim, that we bought them from the goyim, or you have avadim that were raised in a Jewish house. Either way, they were mal velo taval. Basically, the goyim. What's the din? Rokan umidrasan beshuk tameh. Okay, halakha number one. We consider them tameh zav. A zav, someone has in the mission where the Torah says their spit and their midras, whatever they lean on or sit on, becomes tameh. Now, what does it mean, bishuk, in the marketplace? We have a general rule. Safek tum'ah b'rishut harabim tahor. Over here we're saying, we're not giving these goyim a din of safek tum'ah. We're giving them a din of vadai tum'ah. That's why afilu bashuk, which is rishut harabim, tameh. Okay, that's the first thing. The amri la tahor, some say tahor. That's ma'lokim. Do you treat these goyim like zavs or not like zavs? Some say tameh, some say tahor. Regarding their wines, yenam, regarding touching wines, gidulim osim yayin nesek. If they're old, they make yayin nesek. Kitanim en osim yayin nesek. Ve'elu en gidulim. Well, what makes them a gadol? Ve'elu en kitanim, what makes them a katan? Gidulim yotayim betim avadak ukhavim, usam shea. Gidulim, they're fluent. They understand the akudah zara, and how it works. They have a knowledge of it. That makes the yayin nesek. Kitanim enam yotayim betim avadak ukhavim, usam shea. Kitanim, they're not fluent in avadak zara yet. Okay, katanemia, here's the question. Gidulim in. Kitanim lo. Clearly, we just saw in the Braita that what? Only a gadol goy makes avod, makes nyay nesek, but not a katan. You, Rav, said a katan that touches wine, a filu shilo bekavana, is a katan ben yomo, he makes nyay nesek, but the Braita clearly obvious says that a katan, no. Rav, is he arguing against the Braita? Fair question. But I says Targema Abinishif Fahot. The wine law is going on Abinishif Fahot, which is regular goyim. There's no difference between gidulim and ketanim. You buy an eved from the goy, his yeah, he touches it. I don't care how old he is. Like Rav said, I the chiluk that we made between old and young, that's by Abinishif Fahot. That's why by goyim that were raised in a Jewish house. He raised a Jewish house, so a little more lenient. We'll say that Kitanim is permissible. But I'm sorry, I can answer this right there. Well, no problem. That would have said that Yenam is Yainesek. If they're Gidulim and if they're Kitanim, not, that's going on. There's two cases in this Braita. There's the Abadim case and the Shivahot case. He says, this is going back on the Ben Shivahot case. But in the Khanami, by regular Abadim, you buy from the Goyim until they do Tevila, they consider Goyim. There's no difference. The Yain is Yainesek, whether they're Gidulim or Kitanim. Yeah, but if you look at the Braita seems putting these two cases together. The Braita says, "Hakone alokeya abadim and avdechim shemal v'tov v'chen b'nei shefachot." It's putting these things together. Now you're already splitting the dinim and say this has one law and this has another law. The v'chen is mashma that they all have the same law. Because Arokan or Midrasan. Yeah, they have the same law regarding Rok. There was two laws that were said in this Braita. One is that what? Their Rok, their spit, and their whatever they step on. So regarding that, they have the same law. But regarding wine, they have a different law. According to the Mandamar Tameh, I understand why the Braita has to compare and say whether you buy an Eved from a Goy or whether the Goy was raised in a Jewish house, the rok is tameh. I understand that because it's tameh chidush. Not only a goy that you bought from the goyim, but even a goy that was raised in the Jewish house, you would have thought it's tahor. Because maybe he's raised in a Jewish house, maybe we're more lenient on him. Kamash malan v'chen shifachot. If you want a tameh, no problem. But if you're telling me tahor, what do you have to tell me v'chen? Once you tell me that an eved that you buy from a goy, he's tahor zav, certainly the eved that's raised in a Jewish house is not going to be worse. You don't have to tell me v'chen. There's no chidush on the tahor side, on the v'chen. He would answer, no. Hakamashmalan is teaching me chidush. Hakamashmalan avadim dumiyad devnei shefachot. It is teaching me chidush, the v'chen. The avadim are like b'nei shefachot. Ma b'nei shefachot? Malu velo tavlu. Just like b'nei shefachot. Malu velo tavlu. If they did brit milah, but they didn't do tevilah, who do you say yayin nesek? That's what we say b'nei shefachot make yayin nesek. Only when they're not Jewish. However, malu velo tavlu, no. But if they did milah and tevilah, they're Jewish. They don't make yayin nesek. Af abadim. So too abadim ken. Which means, the reason why it says, really, I'm telling you like I told you. There's a difference between avadim and shefachot. Avadim, they always make Yayin Nesich. Ben Gidolim, Ben Ketanim, Ben Bekavana, Ben Shalom Bekavana, like Rav said. Shefahot that were Benes Shefahot that were raised in the Jewish house, we're going to make a haluk between Gidolim and Ketanim. Why did the Braita compare Avadim Vechen Shefahot to come and tell me that both these are only subject to the Yayin Nesich rules so long as they're not full-fledged? Malu Velotavlu. But once Malu Vetavlu, then both of them are not subject to the laws of Yayin Esek. What? I need a bright to tell me. If somebody would tell me once they're Mal Vetaval, they still have a Yayin Esek law. Yes. The Apuke, Medrav Nachman Amar Shmuel. The Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Halokeh Amadim and Oved Kuchim, Afal Pishe Malu Vetavlu. That is, you bought an Eved from a Goy. They did Milah, they did Tivilah. According to our books, they're full fledged Jewish. Still, you got to give them a certain amount of time until they forget their Avodah Zarah life. Right after they became Jewish. That's why the Brat comes along and says, this Brat doesn't hold like that. This Brat knows. Just like Benish Fahot. Once they become Jewish, they're Jewish, and there's no Yayin Nesek. So to Avadim also, once they become full-fledged Jewish, there's no Yayin Nesek. What is it? She tells us you become Jewish, you still have Yayin Nesek? Yeah. That's of Nachman that says you need a certain period of time to wait even after the conversion until they forget their Avodah Zarah situation. So let's review what we just learned over here. We had a statement of Rav. Rav said a big Hadush. Goy touches Yayin, you don't need Kavana. Even Shlomo Kavana makes it Yayin Nesek. Or makes it Asud. When did he say that? He said by Tinok. Does the Tinok have Kavana? Tinok doesn't know what he's doing. Tinok, Afilu Ben Yomo, Shemaga, Beyayin, it makes it Asud. What is it Asud? It's Asud, Beshpishtiyah, Mutar Bahana. The only problem is Rav. We have a Braita that clearly says, Ketanim that touch one is okay. Nah, that Braita is talking about Guim, but what type of Guim? Benish Fahot. That were raised in the Jewish house. Raised in the Jewish house, okay, so they know a little, so we're a little more lenient on Ketanim. But Avadim that you bought from the Goyim, that were raised Goyim, and they're still Goyim, there's no difference between Ketanim and Gedolim, we're going to be Mahmir on them. And you should know, tell you Chadush over here, when it says Vechen, it's comparing both these cases, it's not comparing them to Gabay wine. The Gabay wine, they're different. Avadim wine is always a suit. Begadim and Ketanim. Shefahot is a haluk between Katan and Gadol. What's the connection between them? The connection between them is that once they convert and they do full milah v'tevirah, there's no yayin nesek. La puker shita that says even after they convert to Avadim, they have a problem. They have to wait until they forget their Avodah Zarah ways. The Gemara goes into that now. What is Gufa? Four lines on the bottom. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Alokeh Avadim and Avdei Kochavim. A guy buys Eved from a goy. Afalpi Shemalu Vetavlu. Amazing. They did Milah. They did Tevilah. We call them Jewish now. Osim Yayin Nesek. They still make Yayin Nesek. Ad Shetishka Avdei Kochavim Pim. Until the Avodah Zarah is forgotten from their mouths. Vekama. How long does that take? Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Ad Shnem Asar Chodesh. Well, it takes 12 months. There's a 12-month period. Even after they converted, they have a problem. So again, Rav Nachman state. We're going to go through the whole thing we just went through again with this braita, but now attacking Rav Nachman. What is Rav Nachman's statement? Goy converts. Mal v'taval. Doesn't matter. You need a year. That year, whatever he touches, is going to make it Yayin Nesek. So, Gemara says, same braita we just learned. Okay, stop. Let's review the Braita again outside before we get to the question. Braita said, two people were two dinim. What are the two types of people we're talking about? You buy an Eved from a Goy. You bought an Eved from a Goy. He's a Goy. Mal velo taval. Circumcised, but he got a Tevilaya. So he's still a Goy. Vechen, b'nei Shefahot. What is b'nei Shefahot? You had children of Shefahot that were raised in a Jewish house. It's a Jewish house. But still, they're goyim, because they didn't do tevilayat. Okay, what's the dinim now? Two dinim. Regarding their zav status, are they considered like a zav? Meaning their spit and what they lean on? Machloket. Some say tameh, some say taor. Okay, next time. Regarding wine status, gedolim, if they're old, we'll see what that means. Gedolim, they make yainis. Kittanim, they don't make yainis. What's gedolim? What's kittanim? Gedolim is to have da'at of what Avodah Zarah is. Kittanim, they don't know what Avodah Zarah is yet. Okay, good. Where's the question over here? So Gemara says, katanimiha, partial quotation from the Braita. Malu velo tavlu'i. Malu vetavlu lo. Exactly. Diyuk. It's a diyuk. It's katanimiha with a diyuk. What's a diyuk? When does the ayin nesek kick in? Malu velo tavlu. Because they're not Jewish. Implying what? Malu vetavlu. No problem. Hey, you have a chance, you got 12 months. The bride didn't give me a 12 month grace period over here. A question from the same Braita. Now we're asking a question against Rav Nachman. Yeah? How's he going to answer it? So Gemara answers, Targema Abne Shefachot. Oh, exactly. Which means, I'll explain this Braita that's going on the Bnei Shefachot, which means, you're right. And if they fully convert, there's no Yayin Nesek laws on Bnei Shefachot. Because they were raised in a Jewish house. So raised in a Jewish house, and then they converted on top of it, then you're right, then I'll tell you no problem. But Avadim that you bought from Goyim, even though they convert, you gotta wait 12 months. No problem, I can explain, I can get out of that, I can tell you the Diyuk is on Bnei Shefachot. Yeah? Gemara said, how could you do that? Same questions we asked before. Vichen ketani. You can't split the laws up. The bride that clearly said vichen, implying that what? That they have the same laws. You tell me, you wanna make chelukim now? Well, they're different. Spinish if I want to fully convert, no problem. Immediately we're okay. Avadim, they fully convert, 12 months. But it doesn't say that. It said vichen. It's much. It's comparing both these groups of people. Arokan umidrasan. No, it's only comparing them to Gabe the Rok. Meaning it's saying that they're both equal regarding Zav status. They're not equal to Gabe wine status. They're equal to Gabe Zav status. Back to the same question. According to the one that says that they're Tameh Zav, I understand what you're comparing. Because you're telling me Hadush. You're telling me Avadim that were bought from Goyim, they have a Tameh status. And not only Avadim that you bought from Goyim, but even Shefachot that were raised in a Jewish house, they also have a Tameh status. Good. Then you have to tell me Bechin, because you're telling me Hadush. However, but according to the opinion, it says Tahor. Once you tell me Avadim that you bought from Goyim, that they're Tahor, certainly Shefachot that were raised in a Jewish house, certainly they're going to be worse. So why do you have to tell me Vichin? Same Hadush. I'm going to tell you that we are comparing Avadim to Bnei Shefachot. What's the comparison? Ma Bnei Shefachot. Gedolim hu de'osim yayin nesech. Ketanim en osim yayin nesech. Af avadim nameh. Gedolim osim yayin nesech. Ketanim en osim yayin nesech. Da'apukem ederav. Da'amar rav. Tinok ben yomo osay yayin nesech. Kamash malandelo. I'll tell you what we're comparing. Yeah, we're comparing. Avadim that you bought from the Goyim. Vechen b'nei Shefachot. What's a vechen? I'll tell you what the vechen is teaching me. By Bnei Shefachot, we said there's a chiluk between what? Gedolim and Ketanim. That only when a gadol touches the wine, it becomes Yayin Nesek, but not a katan. Hu hadin, I'm going to tell you by Avadim that you bought from the Goyim, only Gedolim make Yayin Nesek, and not Ketanim. To the exclusion of Rav's opinion, that Rav's opinion was that what? That even a katan ben yomo makes yayin nesech by an eved that you bought from the goyim. So therefore, he's coming to make the. So let's review what happened according to this version. Okay, Rav Nachman came along and said, "I'll tell you big hadush rabotai." Now, what's your hadush? The hadush is like this: regarding the law of yayin nesech, his hadush was, I quote it, Alpha Pisha Malu Vitavlu, even though the Goy Mal Vitaval, so he's full fledged Jewish, or Sinya Inisik Hachitishka, until the Abu Dazara is forgotten from him. How long does that take? 12 months. Oh, it was 12 months. I mean, he's full fledged Jewish, he's still got Yain Isik on him for 12 months if he touches it. Yeah, that's my Hadush. Okay, one problem. What's your problem? We have a Braita. The Braita is mashma, there is a Yain Isik issued by Goyim, but only when they Goyim. Because the Braita clearly said, Mal velo taval. Mashma, right after they make Tevila and they're full fledged Jewish, Yain Isik is off. What do you do? He says, my friends, look at the Braita. The Braita was talking about two different cases. Was talking about Avadim and Mereshvachot. Avadim is Avadim you bought from the Goyim. Avadim is from you bought from the Goyim. Shifahot is from the they were raised in the Jewish house. So come on, so he says, I agree. The Braita is not a problem to me. The Yud is on the wrong case. You want to make a Yud and say, if Avadim convert and Oyayin Isaac, no, the Yud should be on the Shifahot. On the Bnei Shfachot that were raised in a Jewish home, if they convert, you won't have a problem of the Yayin, you won't have a problem of Yayin Nesiv. But Avadim that convert, you will have a problem. You still have a 12-month grace period before they become beautiful. So he said, it says Vechen. The Braita's Mashra is putting them together. No, it's only putting them together to say that just like Bnei Shfachot, their Yayin Nesiv is only when they're Gadol and not when they're Katan, so to Avadim. Their Yayin Nesich issue was only when they're Gadol and not when they're Katan, to the exclusion of Rav's opinion that said that even a Katan of a Goy that touches it becomes a Yayin Nesich. So that's why we're comparing them together. To tell me that the law of Yayin Nesich, just like what Bnei Shfachot only applies to Gedolim and not Kitanim, so to Avadim, it only applies to Gedolim and not Kitanim, la buker Rav. So basically what happened in this Gemara, the way you summarize this daf, basically, it's a very, very easy skeleton. The skeleton of the daf went like this. We're beginning with one braita. And we're using this braita to challenge Rav, and then we use the braita to challenge Rav Nachman. Beginning Rav, and then Rav Nachman. That's what we did. Rav came along and said, Katan, Goy, that touches Avo, that touches Yayin Nesich. He doesn't have kavanah. I don't know what he's doing. The kid, no, it's a problem. He says, "Here is Yayin Esech." Oh, it is Yayin Esech. I got the Braita. Braita says it's not. And then we answered it up. And that's next of it. Rav Nachman came along and said, "If a goy converts fully, still got to wait 12 months. It's mashma that only when he didn't convert. But if he did convert, we answer it up. That's what we did. Two statements. But now you got to get Rav's statement clear. Rav's statement is you don't need to have kavanah when you touch the Yayin Esech. To make it Yayin Nesich. To make it Asur. Now, mind you, Rav holds Asur Mishtiya, but Mutar Bahana'a. And the one holds another deen. That why, even if he converts, you have a 12 months of situation. Now comes the mental story. How of that? Just get the story first. How of that? They have a Mechoza. There was a story in the city of Mechoza. Mechoza is a city in Babel. What happened? Ata oved kuchavim. The guy walked into a store. Ayi lachanuta di Israel. He walked into a Jewish store. Amar lo it lechu chamra lezebune. You have any wine to sell? You selling any wine? Amru le la. I tell him, no, we have no wine. Get out of here. Haba yativ chamra bedavla. There was wine in a pitcher. Shade beyade. So he's a wise guy, this guy. The guy saw the wine over there. He put his hand in the pitcher, shich shich be, and he mixed it. He wanted to ruin it. So Amar lehu, say the guy says, I love hamrahu. But this is not wine. You told me you don't have wine. This is not wine. He's being sarcastic to the owner. Shekleach birtiha. So the owner of the store took the wine in anger. Shadya ledina, and he poured the pitcher into his barrel, as if to say, "You can't have it." He grabbed the river and he poured it into the big barrel. Okay, now we have the issue: is the wine in the barrel kosher or not? Because the goy over here stuck his hand in there and made shikshuk. And now, if it's yayin nesich and you poured it now into the the big barrel, you also hear the big barrel. So let's see what happened. He went to the rabbis. Sharia Ravan Zabune Lovdir Kochavim. Ravan came along and said, you could sell it. Mutar Bahana'ah. If Liga Ale Ravuna Barhenina, Ravuna argued on him, the Ravuna Berin Rav Nachman, as well as Ravuna Berin Nachman, and they said what? They said, Asur Bana. Nafke Shippure de Rava Vesharu. The announcement, Shippure literally means the shofar, but over here means the announcement, meaning the call. The voice went out that Rava was Matir, the wine. Venafke Shippure de Ravuna Ravuna Berin Nachman, Vasna. Good. So therefore, both schools publicized their opinion. One rabbi said it's okay. Rava said no problem. Rav Huna said it is a problem. Now what happened? Now, before we go further in the story, you got to know what happened. Eventually, Rava retracted. And Rava said it's Asur. We'll see why, what he thought, what he changed his mind. But Rava changed his mind. Now, Rav Huna is going to come to town. And Rav Huna is the one that said it's Asur. Now Rava is not going to want to meet with Rav Huna because he knows Rav Huna is going to knock him. How are you, Mati? The guy went and stuck his hand in it. He's a Oved Kochavim. So now Rav Huna, not knowing that Rava retracted, but Rava doesn't want to get involved. Even though he retracted, he doesn't want to get involved. So the story says, Ikla Rav Huna b'Levan Mechoza. The one that was Osei Rav Huna came to the city of Mechoza. Amar le Rava le Rav Eliakim Shamae. So Rava tells his servant of Eliakim, "Trok trok gale, lock the doors. Delo niti inche dinitrid. I don't want these people to come to bother me. I don't want Rava to come now. I don't want Avuna to come and harass me with my psak. Even though he had changed his mind already, didn't work. Ali gabe, he got in. Avuna got in. Amar le." So Rav Huna sets him up. He asks him a question. Yeah, why don't you share that, Rava? Guy goes into the store, goes, sticks his hand in the pitcher, makes shikshuk, takes the pitcher, pours it into the barrel. Well, what's the deen? Amale asur, afilu bahana. So Rava had retracted already. So Rava tells Rav Huna, "Dai asur bahana." So he tells what he told him. I heard in your name that said if the goy does that, it doesn't become Yahi Nesek. Now you tell me it's a subhanah. Now again, this didn't happen, but Rava's saving face. He says, "You misunderstood what I meant." Even though he really didn't mean this when he said it. He says, "Oh, you know that? You misunderstood me." Imar da amri ana lebar bidameh dau hamra. Yeah, I said utar bana. You could sell the barrel minus that wine that went in. Yeah, I said. When I said mutar bana, I meant mutar bana subtracting that one. Again, he didn't mean that, but that's the way he gracefully got out of the situation to cover himself, right? But at the end, really held the tzayin esech, and the whole thing becomes asur and all that, like Rav Huna said. So comes Gemara and says, "Amar Rava, ki ata lepompedita." When we got to Pompedita, now he's telling you why he retracted. What made him retract? He said, because when I got the Pompedita, they told me, Akfan Nachmani Shmateta Umatnita. Oh. Who's Nachmani? Nachmani is Abaye. His Abaye proved to me from Shmateta, that's from Amoraim, from Amoraic statements, and from Tanaic statements, that it is indeed Asur. Why? The Asir. Shmateta, Da'u Ovda, Da'avi bin Hardea. Same story happened in Hardea, the Asar Shmuel, Beteberia, the Asar Biuhanan. So he says, when I went to Pompedita, I told him, Rabbi, there's a precedent for this case. Other cases happen, and rabbis were Osir the wine. He said, but I answered them back. The Amri Le, the Fishinam Benetora. Yeah, you bring me Raya from Hardea and Teberia. People over there not b'nei Torah, so you have to be mahmir on them because you know, they don't know the law. They're going to learn from this to be matir other things. So you have b'chavir on them. But in, as if to say, in mechoza, where the history happened, they've been in Torah. Therefore, we could be lenient. That was Rava's answer back. So Abaye tells him, "I'm sorry." The Amar li keveria v'nahar de'a enam b'nei Torah. The mechoza b'nei Torah. Hey, listen, buddy. Teberia, if you're telling me they're not b'nei Torah, then mechoza is not b'nei Torah. Teberia is not less b'nei Torah than mechoza. So if they're not b'nei Torah, mechoza is not b'nei Torah. That's what he answered him on that. Matnita. Now, what was the matnita? What was the bride that he brought him? The agardim oved tochavim. What's agardim? Manager? Superintendent, okay. He's in the store. He's in the wine store. Shekadah b'mineket. He made a hole in the barrel, as she says, and like with a straw. And he's suctioning out some wine out of the barrel. He either took the wine out, or shetam in a kos, or let's say the Jew poured wine in a cup for the goy. The goy drank from the wine in the cup. Ve'aziran lehabit, and then the goy just poured it back into the barrel. Ze hayam maase, and what? Ve'asruhu. It was a story that happened, and they said it's asur. My lab b'hana'a, and it's mashra asur, meaning it's asur b'hana'a. No b'shtiya. So Rava says no. It's only asur to drink, but it's mutar b'hana'a. He tried to protect his opinion. Yeah, they said it's asur. What's asur? It's asur to drink it, but it's mutar b'hana'a. They can still sell it. Yache litni yimachir. So Abaye tells him back, if you're right that it's mutar b'hana'a, why did the Braita say ve'asruhu? They should have said yimachir, sell it. Kidiktari sefa, like it says at the end of the Braita. The Braita knows how to say you could sell it. Why would it say at the end? It says harem oved kochavim. What is the not harem? Haram. That's she says meshuga. Meaning a crazy guy go, he does things without kavanah. They call him a haram. Oved kochavim. Shoshit yado lehabit. Well, this is the story. Crazy guy. He stuck his hand in the barrel. Vekasavur shel shemen. He thought it was oil. He didn't even know what it was. He thought he was putting his hand in oil. Vinimset shel yayin. So this is a double shelo bekavana. This is, he didn't have kavana to make yayin nesek. And he didn't even have kavana of wine. Zehayam maaseh. In that case, they said yimachir. You could sell the wine. It's not asur b'hana'a. But in the first case, it just said asur matra, even asur b'hana'a. Tiyufta de Rava, tiyufta. So therefore, the Rava was knocked out, and therefore that's why Rava retracted. Okay, now let's talk out the story again. Let's go into the details. So what happened? Goy went into the store, and where did they have any wine? No, there's no wine. What do you mean there's no one? What's that over there? So he went and he put his hand in there and he's Meshach Shech. Rabbuna said, Asur b'hana'a. And then what? Then the owner of the store took the wine and the pitcher put it into his barrel. Rabbuna said, that's Yayin Nesek, I'll see you later. Your whole barrel's Asur b'hana'a. Rava originally wanted to say Mutar b'hana'a. And then he went to Popedita and they showed him that he's wrong. And then he retracted. And then that little story when Navuna came to town, and he told him, oh, you misunderstood what I meant, I never said it, okay, whatever. Now, what is the halachic ramifications of this story over here? What's the logic? Right. So he says like this. I'm reading Perusha because we have to say, what was Rava thinking? How could the wine be mutar when the goy is being meshechshech? You have to say, his kavanah was not to make yayin nesek at this point. He was angry at the Baal HaBayit. He said, we have no wine. He says, this is wine? What is this over here? So he says, goy that puts his hand in the wine, shelo bekavanah, you see clearly his kavanah was not for yayin nesek. Is mutar, you're allowed to benefit from it. That's what he thought. He says, like, this is not wine. ולכן הוא השווה את המקרה הזה למקרה, ושימו אותו הקש, שבו הכניס עובד קוראים ידו לחמית, כדי למדוד את גובה היין שבו. We had a bright above, remember we learned yesterday's daf. Goy stuck his hand in the barrel to measure it, or his foot in the barrel to measure to see how high it is. And the rabbis, that bright, said, can't drink it, but mutar banah. So Rava said, it's not worse in this case over here. The guy didn't have kavanah, asur b'shtiyah, I'm not telling you could drink it, but mutar banah, that's what he thought. Now what was the logic of Rav Huna? Rav Huna said, asur banah. Hem oslim et yayin shebedili banah, gam nefi dat hakamim. Oh. Rav Huna said, even the rabbis that were lenient in that case where the guy measured the wine with his hand, this case could be asur. Why? Mishum shem sovrim, shemekne zeh shone, it's different this case. What's different? Shemekne shko v'tchoyim shiknis yadol nekli shel kli nemdod. Why? The dat Rav Huna. Av kishin e baru shaitala v'tchoyim tarachal minisuk v'ma shiknis yadol yayim. Right, this guy did not come out of nisuk. We know that. They're not arguing on with the case. Bechoz di masazot nitzorech atzmo. If he's doing it for his own purposes, Hoshishim Shema Kavanato etagam de Nisuch. Maybe his Kavanah was also for Nisuch. Umashachemim Matri Banaat Ayayim, when he's taken into measure, that's not for himself. That's the measure to tell the Jew how much wine he has in the barrel. So the rabbis, the rabbis making Chalukhe. If the goy is doing it, it's Sorech Yisrael, Shelo Bekavanah Mutar. That's measuring. Why am I measuring? So I can tell the Jew how much. So it's clearly, it's not for me. I have no benefit from it. And I'm doing it not becoming of the Nasek Mutar. But here, when the goy stuck his hand in there, he was doing it for himself. No, this is not wine. So that's the Sukkot to show that it's wine. So then already the rabbis are going to say, Ravuna, I got a problem. That could make it already Yayinesek. Because so that was the story over there. Okay, so that we did over here. Wait. Now. Lema'aseh. Oh, so what happened? So Rav Huna came to town. Rav Huna comes to town. Rav Huna says, they locked the doors. They're going to bother me, the rabbis. He got in anyway. Rav Huna asked him a pointed question. Hey, what's the case in this the story over here? Where the guy goes and makes shikshuk and the Jew put it back in his barrel? Says, Asur. Asur! You're the one that said the mutar. Nah, you misunderstood me. I meant mutar, meaning you can sell it about shelobe, minus the item. Now, in truth, if you hold it's yayin nesech, which is really the opinion of Rava after he retracted, so you can't even do that.
Why not?
Because if it's yayin nesech, so yayin nesech is also the whole barrel. You cannot, the whole barrel becomes asur.
The wood of the barrel?
No, it's about the wood.
No,
he was talking about the other wine in the barrel. The other wine. He said, minus the wine of the pitcher. He said, Rav Huna said, what do you hold in that case? He said, I hold it's asur bana'a. Asur bana'a? You were the one that said, mutar. What did I say, mutar? Hey, mutar, you could sell the wine in the barrel, minus the delete, minus the wine. If the goy went like this with his hands. Oh, now, but I'm just telling you, in truth, that's not halakha either. Because once you hold that when the goy moved it with his hands, that it becomes yayin nesech, so the whole thing becomes asur. But he was just protecting himself. That even I never went so far to say that what he did is, mutar. That you have to subtract. Oh, exactly. So he says like this: Vine imaya yodaya shovet chum hitkaben lenasech. His point was, in a case where you don't know his kavanah, we don't know his kavanah. So in that case, you could argue. So that already, everyone can hear that because you don't know his kavanah was lenasech. Rav Huna thought that Rava was saying mutar legamre, sell the whole barrel. No, sell the whole barrel. You got to deal with the siyayin in the dli. Rav says, of course, I agree with you. But I don't go so far as you wanted to say. You want to say it's Yayin Nesek, the whole power becomes a suit. I say, no, you have to subtract it. And then at the end of the day, Rav, when he went to Pupedita, they told him the whole thing's a suit, regardless, you can't sell, you can't do nothing with it. Then he finally acquiesced.